Hey guys, this is John with Catholic for Rednecks. Please listen to this whole video before you hit the delete or block button or unsubscribe, and especially you trolls out there. I know I get some comments from anti-Catholic people, and you'll leave a comment there, and I'm thinking, did they watch the video? Because had they watched the video, I would have answered their stupid comment in such an extensive way that they wouldn't have left the comment because they look stupid. So I delete or block most comments left by trolls because out of love for them, because they look stupid when they leave them. And all Catholics and knowing people that read the comments think, wow, what a stupid fellow, what a stupid girl. So just as an act of love, I delete or remove the comment and block the user when I get around to it, just to prevent shame to those people. But anyhow, you know, I go to St. Teresa Catholic Church in Leeds, Alabama. It's not my home parish. My home parish is about 15 more miles down the road. But because of my work schedules and all, it's just easier to go to St. Teresa. Besides, I have a fabulous, wonderful former Baptist preacher named Father Bean, who looks like a biker dude. If you didn't know him, you'd think he was scary. He's got the beard and tattoos and all that stuff, but he's really a sweet, sweet man, very, very educated. Was a Baptist preacher before he went to Oxford, England to study church history, got to thinking, and became Catholic. So anyhow, he's in the grocery store down here, and as he's in the grocery store, he's wearing his all-black outfit, you know, that Catholics wear. He's got his little white collar, it's called a Roman collar, and he's shopping at the grocery store, and sometimes I see him at the grocery store looking in his buggy to see how much beer he's buying. Just kidding, he don't buy any beer. Well, he may, I don't know. But anyhow, so this little old woman, now you gotta keep in mind, I live in the Baptist headquarters of the universe. Everybody around here is either a Baptist or ex-Baptist for the most part. We do have Church of Christ, Methodist. The denomination is growing like cancer all over the country. Really big here. It's just taking over the Baptist. If the Baptist was a church body, and it is, and the denomination was a tumor, that tumor is spreading death all over the Baptist church because they're bleeding out like a sucking chest wound. Being how this lady, Baptist lady, comes up to Father Bean, sees him shopping. She says, "Excuse me, but do you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior?" And he says, "I sure do. I just ate him." And he walks off, and her jaw dropped because she thought he maybe had blasphemed. But see, around here and maybe in your circles, Catholics are always asked, "Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ as your Savior?" Well, you know what? Here's the part where I'm going to get to where you might delete me or block me or unfriend me or unsubscribe me if you don't finish the course. But I have a friend of mine. He is a Catholic. And he said this. Now, when he first said it, kind of threw me aback. But after meditating on what he said and thinking it through, I agree with him. He said, "I don't want Jesus." He said, "I don't want a personal relationship with Jesus." In other words, he was saying his relationship with Jesus is based on Jesus' rules in the Bible. Everybody wants Jesus to be their homeboy. You know, everybody wants to say, you know, Jesus just understands me. We're cool. Me and Jesus, we're just drinking buddies. You know, Jesus, you know, we just it's like a open marriage. You know, Jesus is my Savior. He died for my sins. I'm heaven bound no matter what because it's a relationship, not a religion. That's what folks want to say. It's a relationship. So many times I'll see on comments on Facebook, so I'll post something Catholic, maybe about the sacraments, or maybe about baptism, maybe about penance or something. And a lot of times non-Catholic people say, it's a relationship. Well, you know, that's not in the New Testament. The phrase, personal Lord and Savior, if you put it in a computer and hit enter, it will draw blanks, okay? Because the New Testament does not teach in Jesus being my homeboy. I can do anything I want. Me and Jesus, we're cool. It's like Miranda Lambert's got that song about something about me and Jesus drinking a beer with me or drink some wine with me and all that. Jesus is way up here, okay? And we're saved by his grace, by his mercy. Does Jesus have rules? He's got a buttload of rules. Number one is to love your neighbor as yourself. And when we, that's a lot of work. You know, really, it's a lot of work. I got a neighbor next door. Actually, I got neighbors on both sides of my trailer. Really, I'm not in a trailer, but I'm Catholic for rednecks. But got dogs over there and dogs over there. And they bark like hell, okay? And one of them is a dog about this big, and that dog can make more noise than a freight train. Barking, barking, barking. And then I got some big dogs on the other side of me, and when they bark, it shakes the walls. The walls shake. And so what I want to do out there is I want to put on my combat boots and go out there and drop kick both of them to eternity and back. But I don't do it because of something called love. I love my neighbor. Had to love my neighbor as I love myself. Would I kick my own dog? No. Would I kick my own cat? Maybe if they scratched me hard enough. I did have a cat, Buddy the cat, and I was loving on him so sweet. He came to see me one morning. He was curled up on my chest, and I'm just loving on him. And also, he bit the living hell out of me. I still got the scar from it. After 3 or 4 years, he bit me, and I smacked him. It was a reflex, okay? I understand he's an animal. He's probably half feral. I don't know whatever it did to him. I was just giving him some love, and he wants to bite the crap out of me. I've been feeding the cat for 15 years. But that was just a reflex. I loved that cat. When that cat died, I cried, okay? I loved the cat. But Jesus says to love one another. Jesus has lots of rules. It's called the New Testament. There's a lot of rules. Taking Eucharist, okay? He said, do this often in remembrance of me. He said to love your neighbor as yourself. He gave all kinds of things about sin. If your eye offends thee, pluck it out. He said something about bearing and carrying and shouldering a cross and denying yourself daily to gather up a cross. I mean, can you imagine that? To die to yourself daily, that's one of the rules. He left us a church in Matthew 16. He left us a church and he gave that church the authority and the power from heaven to make rules, and on in the Gospels to enforce those rules. So Jesus started a church, okay? Later on, the church wrote some books, some letters. But Jesus gave, if you read Hebrews chapter 13, Paul is there, and if you believe that Hebrews is inspired word of God, in Hebrews 13, it says to submit to your elders, okay? The elders made lots of rules. I had a friend of mine said, I'm not going to do what a bunch of old men say to do. I said, then you're disobeying Jesus himself, because Jesus himself gave his church authority. The church has elders. They are rulers. You know, in Acts 28:20, I believe it is. If it's not 28:20, it's 20:28. I have dyslexia of the brain. So look at Acts 20:28 or 28:20. I don't have time to look it up. But it talks about shepherds watching over a flock that Jesus purchased with his own blood. So Jesus put shepherds in a church. There's rules, okay? Just because you ask Jesus into your heart, that ain't in the Bible either. That is not in the Bible. The way you get saved is you believe in your heart, confess your mouth, you get baptized. Look at the Great Commission, okay? It's repenting. It's being baptized in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's all those things all at once, and being saved is a lifetime thing. You just don't say, Jesus, please come into my heart, and then nothing else. It's a journey. We're all on a journey, and the once saved, always saved heresy. There's a lot of people in hell right now that believe once saved, always saved. They made a sincere decision for Christ when they were 8 or 9 years old at Vacation Bible School. They asked Jesus in their heart. And then over time, they drifted off away from Jesus with the false assumption that they were going to heaven no matter what. So I'm Catholic, okay? And Jesus is not my homeboy. He's not my drinking buddy, okay? I don't ask Jesus to pull up next to me at the bar and we throw down some beers and I just I just talk to Jesus any kind of way I want to. That I just walk in his house any kind of way I want to. Okay, when I go to the house of God, I am going to the house of God. I should go with fear and trembling. I should go with respect. I shouldn't go walking in there looking like I'm walking into a nightclub, looking like I'm going to a football game. I need to reverence Jesus when he's at that altar, in that tabernacle, in the host. I need to reverence him as God, because Jesus is God. He is not my homeboy down at the club that I could just talk to any way I want to. And if you think that you could just talk to Jesus any kind of way you want to, maybe you should read the New Testament, okay? Because it talks about working out your own salvation with fear and trembling, okay? It talks about a Jesus that's coming back as a judge, okay? You talk about a Jesus that tells people all through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, repent, 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 repent. Even he goes so far to say, pull your eyeballs out if they cause you to lust. So, anyhow, we'll see you next time.